నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. అంగీర అండ్ నారద్, కింగ్ చిత్రకేతు బికేమ్ ఫుల్లీ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్. యాజ్ అన్ ఎలిఫెంట్ బికమ్స్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అ మడీ రిజర్వాయర్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్, కింగ్ చిత్రకేతు కేమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద డార్క్ వెల్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్. టెక్స్ట్ 16. కాలేంద్రియం విధివత్ స్నత్వా కృత్ పుణ్యజల క్రియ మౌనేన సంయత్రాణో బ్రహ్మపుత్రావందత. ద కింగ్ బేత్ ఇన్ ద వాటర్ ఆఫ్ యమున అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ డ్యూటీస్ హీ ఆఫర్డ్ ఆబ్లేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ టు ఫోర్ ఫాదర్స్ అండ్ డెమిగాడ్స్. వెరీ గ్రేవ్లీ కంట్రోలింగ్ హిస్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ మైండ్ హీ దెన్ ఆఫర్డ్ హిస్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్ అండ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు సన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ, అంగిర అండ్ నారద్. అథ తస్మై ప్రపన్నాయ భక్త్యా ప్రతాత్మనే భగవాన్ నారద ప్రీతో విద్యాం ఏతం ఉవాచః. Thereafter, being very much pleased with Chitraketu, who was a self-controlled devotee and surrendered soul, Narad, the most powerful sage, spoke to him the following transcendental instructions. So we'll recite this verse now, text 18 and 19.
Om Namastubhyam Bhagavate Namastubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi ప్రద్యుమ్న అనిరుద్ధాయ నమః సంకర్షణాయ చ నమో విజ్ఞానమాత్రాయ పరమానందమూర్తయే ఆత్మరామాయ శాంతాయ నివృత్తద్వైతదృష్టయే.
Translation. Narad gave Chitraketu the following mantra. O Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are addressed by Omkar, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Vasudev, I meditate upon you. O Lord Pradyumna, Lord Anirudh, and Lord Sankarshan, I offer my respectful obeisances. O reservoir of spiritual potency, O Supreme Bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are self-sufficient and most peaceful. O ultimate truth, one without a second, you are realized as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, and are therefore reservoir of all knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he is Pranav Sarva Vedeshu, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. In transcendental knowledge, the Lord is addressed as Pranav Omkar, which is a symbolic representation of Lord in sound. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudev, who is the expansion of Narayan, expands himself as Pradyumna Anirudh Sankarshan. And from Sankarshan comes a second Narayan expansion. And from this Narayan comes the further expansions of Vasudev, Pradyumna, Sankarshan and Aniruddha. The Sankarshan in this group is the original cause of the three Purushas, namely Karanadakshay Vishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu and Shirodakshay Vishnu. Shirodakshay Vishnu is situated in every universe in a special planet called Shvetadvip. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Andantarastha. The word Anda means this universe. Within this universe is a planet called Shvetadvip, where Shirodakshaya Vishnu is situated. And from him come all the incarnations within the universe. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita, all these forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are Advait, non-different. And they are also Achyut, infallible. They do not fall like the conditioned souls. The ordinary living entity is prone to falling into the clutches of Maya. But the Supreme Lord in His different incarnations and forms is Achyut, infallible. Therefore, His body is different from material body possessed by the conditioned souls. The word Matra in this is explained in the Medini dictionary as follows. Matra karna vibhushayam vitte mane parichade. The word matra in its different imports is used to indicate the decoration of ear, possession, respect and possession of a covering. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.14, matra sparshastu kaunteya shitushna sukha dukkada agamam payino nityastam tatikshasva bharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O Sian of Bharat, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. In the conditioned state of life, the body is used as our dress. And as one needs different dresses during summer and winter, we conditioned souls are changing different bodies according to our desires. However, because the body of the Supreme Lord is full of knowledge, it needs no covering. The idea that Krishna's body is like ours, in other words, that his body and soul are different, is a misunderstanding. There are no such differences for Krishna, because his body is full of knowledge. Here we receive material bodies because of a lack of knowledge. But because Krishna Vasudev is full of knowledge, there is no difference between his body and his soul. Krishna remembers what he said 40 million years ago to the sun god. But an ordinary being cannot remember what he said day before yesterday. That is the difference between Krishna's body and our body. Therefore, the Lord is addressed as Vigyan Matraya Paramananda Murtaye. Because the Lord's body is full of knowledge, he always enjoys transcendental bliss. Indeed, his very form is Param Anand. This is confirmed in Vedanta Sutra, Anandamayo Pyasat. By nature, the Lord is Anandamaya. Whenever we see Krishna, he is always full of Anand in all circumstances. No one can make him morose. Atma Ramaya, he does not need to search for external enjoyment because he is self-sufficient, Shantaya. He has no anxiety. One who has to seek pleasure from other sources is always full of anxiety. Karmis, jnanis and yogis are full of anxiety because they want something, but a devotee does not want anything. He is simply satisfied in the service of the Lord who is fully blissful. Nivritta Dvaita Drishtaye. In our conditioned life, our bodies have different parts. But although Krishna apparently has different bodily parts, no part of his body is different from any other part. Krishna can see with his eyes, Krishna can see without his eyes. Therefore, in Shvetashvatra Upanishad, it is said, Pashyati Achakshushu. He can see with his hands and legs. He does not need a particular body part to perform a particular action. Angani yassa sakalendriya vrittimanti. He can do anything he desires with any part of his body. And therefore he is called Almighty. Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the devotees assembled. I'm speaking here for the first time, Bhagavatam class. So need the blessings and prayers so that I can speak something. We are reading the section of King Chitraketu meets the Lord. And in this beautiful section where Shripad Narad Muni is finally being pleased and satisfied with Maharaj Chitraketu, is giving the transcendental instructions in this episode. And Chitraketu Maharaj, previous to this, very submissively and patiently hears the philosophical discourse given by the dead child, which was revived by Shripad Narad Muni. So before I go into this purport of this verse, I thought actually one of the devotees asked me to speak on one of the pastimes from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, where there is a quite resemblance where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally revives the son of Srivas Thakur, who is none other than Narad Muni, and revives the son and speaks, who speaks also the same philosophy. So before I go to this verse and purport, and later on we'll see how this story connects to the current purport and the translation to the text 16 and 17. So we'll just try to speak this pastime and then connect this to the current purport.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So as we all know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly perform his kirtan pastimes in the house of Srivas Thakur, and they would perform their kirtans throughout the day, throughout the night, absorbed in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya would be dancing, and this section of Srivas Thakur's pastime comes in the 25th chapter of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Sripad Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami first of all describes the glorious pastime of Dukhi, where he bestows his causeless mercy on Dukhi. And then after some time, the Lord was ecstatically dancing, and then suddenly Sri Vrindavandas Thakur mentions,
Ananda Karena Nritya Sri Sachinandana Achambita Srivas Khare Uthilo Krandana.
That suddenly when Sri Sachinandan was dancing ecstatically in the house of Srivas, suddenly they heard a crying sound. Srivas Thakur heard, and he hastily runs and sees that what is there inside, that there is sound, because being a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not want to have any disturbance in the Lord's ecstatic dancing in the kirtan. And Srivas Thakur, as he reaches inside, he sees the ladies in the house crying, his wife and other ladies crying, and he sees that his son had left his body. And then Srivas Thakur very gravely began to explain to the ladies there that, you know, the glories of Krishna, why are you crying for a situation which is not under your control? And also he says that Antakale Sakrit Shunile Jara Nama Ati Mahapatakiyo Jai Krishna Dhamma. Srivas Thakur explains that any person, however sinful, Mahapataki, even if he hears the Antakale, the names of Lord, he is delivered. Jai Krishna Dham. He goes to the abode of the Spirit, the abode of the Lord. And why are you lamenting when Supreme Lord is personally dancing in our house? So what is the point in grieving over a situation which is so glorious? And he goes on to say, maybe one day I may have that great fortune to leave the body while the Lord is performing this Sankirtan pastimes. So here, in this way, he tries to pacify, giving different reasons. And if he says, if you want to cry, anyway, you can cry later when the Lord leaves. If you want to anyway cry, you can do that. And then still he goes on more heavy, that if you don't stop crying, I will go down into the bank of Ganges and drown myself in Ganga. So better stop crying now. So that was Srivas Thakur's deep love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not want to see any obstacle that comes in the path of the Lord's dancing and kirtan pastimes. And actually in this episode in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a beautiful commentary which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes, which was written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, which he calls this as Shok Satan. He writes basically 100 beautiful verses, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has quoted the entire 100 verses, wherein Bhakti Vinod Thakur in a very beautiful way, in his poetic style, he enters into the pastime and describes the whole narration of this episode. And he's like brings out the same philosophy as we read here. The child gets up and speaks the entire philosophy, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur very beautifully explains through the mouth of the child the entire philosophy, which he calls as Shoka Satan, the destroyer of lamentation. And at the end, as we see here, Chitraketu Maharaj's lamentation was destroyed. Similarly here also, all the ladies, they became very, very jubilant when they heard the philosophy from the dead child. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in one of the beautiful verses, he says, is paraphrasing Srivas Thakur, and he says, De Krishna, Ne Krishna, Pale Krishna Sabha, Rake Krishna, Mare Krishna, Ichha Kare Jab. So he's saying that, his Srivast Thakur is saying to the family members that they Krishna, that it's Krishna who gives, Krishna who takes, and Krishna who maintains, and Krishna who protects, and Krishna Mare. So what is the problem? When he desires, everything happens by the desire of the Lord. So why there is a cause for lamentation or distress? And in this way, he tries to console his family members. And then later on, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's ecstatically dancing, he expresses, suddenly when he stops the kirtan and he explains that today, is there some lamentation in the house of Srivas that I am not experiencing the same ecstasy now? And Srivas Thakur, he says, Pandit Bore Prabhu, Mora Kona Dukha, Jara Ghare Suprasana, Tomara Shri Mukha. He says that, how can be there any inauspiciousness or any misery in my house where the Supreme Lord, where Suprasanna Tomar Shri Mukh is present, where your pleasing, beautiful face, lotus-like face is present, how can there be any inauspiciousness or distress in my house? But then, later on, the devotees all had come to know gradually about this incident, and they go on and explain to the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya, that Srivas Thakur's son had died and gone to Vaikuntha. He's gone Vaikuntha Gaman. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, when was this incident that had happened? Some of the devotees explained that this took 7.5 hours before. And Lord hears this. Prabhu bole hena sange chadi boke mata eto boli Mahaprabhu lagilo kandita. So when Lord Chaitanya hears this, he cries in great love for Srivas Thakur and his devotees, and he cries and speaks, how can I leave the association of these great devotees of mine who do not even consider the death of their near and dear ones to just to so that I can enjoy this transcendental kirtan pastimes? So Lord Chaitanya is crying in deep longing, and because he was thinking of accepting the sannyas order of life, so when he saw deep love and great service of Srivas Thakur, he was thinking, how is it possible for him to leave the association of Srivas Thakur and all these devotees in Navadvip and go to Sri Jagannath Puri or to take sannyas and go out from Navadvip? So in this way, Lord began to cry piteously, thinking about Srivas Thakur and all the devotees. And then after pacifying for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then comes there and then he speaks. Mritta Shishu Prati Bolena Vachana Srivas Ghar Chadi Jao Ki Karana. He goes towards where the dead child of Srivas was lying and he says, he's saying, Srivas Ghar Chadi Jao Ki Karana, that why you have left the house of Srivas Thakur, my dear son, please speak. And then the child, for all the devotees' amazement and great pleasure, they began to speak. The child began to speak the transcendental philosophy. As we hear in the previous verses in this chapter and the previous, where the dead child is speaking, that how the relationships in this world are very, very temporary, and how it is destined by the Supreme Lord that some person come together for some time and then goes. And in this way, he speaks the philosophy and everyone is pacified and very happy. And they all were very in great bliss, enjoying to see the beautiful the Leela of the Supreme Lord reviving the dead child. And when all of them hear this, all the four brothers, Srivas Thakur and all his three brothers, they go and approach the Lord and catch hold of his lotus feet. And they began to speak. Janma janma tumi pita mata putra prabhu tomara charana jena napashe kari kabhu napash kari kabhu. May we never forget your lotus feet. You are our eternally janma janma tumi pita, father, mother, brother, relatives. And may I never forget your lotus feet. So they began to speak and offer wonderful prayers. And then Hearing this, ecstatic kirtan began, and all the devotees again began to dance ecstatically and jubilantly and resumed the kirtan. And then suddenly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, after some time, began to speak. He says, Ami Nityananda Dui Nandana Tomara Chitte Tumi Vyata Kichu Na Bhavilo Ara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the solace to Nityananda Prabhu. He says, Ami Nityananda Dui Nandan Tumara, that myself and Nityananda Prabhu are your two sons. You do not have any worry in your heart. Chitte Tumi Vyata Kichu Na Bhavilo Ara. Do not have any worry in your heart. Myself and Nityananda Prabhu are to your sons. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, all the devotees loudly started to say, Jai, Jai. And on this way, there was great jubilation. And then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, along with all the devotees, take the dead body of Srivas Thakur's son, and doing on a Harinam procession, go to the bank of the Ganges, and perform the last rites. The Lord personally participates in this passing rites of Srivas Thakur. So that is Srivas Thakur's son. So that is the glory of Srivas Thakur's devotion towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur in the end gives the benediction that Aisava Nigud Katha Jekare Shravan Avashya Milivetare Krishna Premadhan, that one who hears these confidential narrations achieve the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna Premadhan, very soon. And then in the end, he concludes this pastime by glorifying Srivas Thakur. Srivasera Charana Rahuka Namaskara Gaura Chandra Nityananda Nandana Jara Jahara, says that Srivas, I bow down, I offer my respectful obeisances to Srivas Thakur, whose sons are Gaura Chandra and Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on Srivas Thakur, seeing his great devotion and love for him. And same way, here, Srivas Thakur is none other than Narada Muni. He also is using the same technique of reviving the old, reviving the dead son and preaching, and our Chitraketu Maharaj. So now, coming to the text 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. So first of all, in the text 16 and 17, in this episode, we see Shukadev Goswami mentions what are the qualities or what are the qualifications of Chitraketu Maharaj to receive this transcendental instruction in the form of these beautiful prayers which Shripad Narad Muni is offering. He says that in the 16th verse, Kalindyam vidivat snatva kritpunya jalakriya monena samyat prano brahmputra avandito. He says, monena samyat prana, that controlling the mind and senses, Chitraketu Maharaj, after hearing the narration from the child, he controls, after hearing and is purified, as in the 15th text he says, purified, he controls his mind and senses. And then in the text 17, Shukadeva Goswami mentions that Bhagavan Naradaha Prito, that Shripad Narad Muni was very much pleased by his disciple Chitraketu Maharaj, and therefore he began to speak this most confidential transcendental instructions, which are finally going to lead him to see the Supreme Lord Anantadev face to face. So these are the two qualifications he mentions, that after hearing this transcendental sound, he controlled his mind, and being very much, he satisfied Narada Muni. And then we see that previously to this, when first time when Angira Muni had come, even though a great sage had come that time also to Sri Chitraketu Maharaj, but being overwhelmed by material desire, he was blinded. As we say, Bhagavad Gita, Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktana, that one who is blinded by material opulence cannot hear the transcendental instructions. Similarly, at that time, he was blinded and could not hear what Angira Muni had to speak, what a sadhu has to really offer. So that time he just simply asked the sadhu that please give me a son. And then Shripad Angira Muni, being a great devotee, then he decided that now I have to give him real mercy, which is the darshan of the Supreme Lord. And then he and Shripad Narad Muni, who Prabhupada in the further purports explained is the transcendental father of devotional service, they come together and in a very, very beautiful way preaches this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, and through this transcendental instructions purifies him, opens his eyes, and gave him the qualification to receive the instructions which we are reading today. So in one sense, Narad Muni and Angira Muni, by their causeless mercy, made their qualification to receive the instructions of this in the form of these prayers. Similarly, in this age of Kali Yuga also, it is not that most of us are not qualified to receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord, to chant the names of God, to worship the Supreme Lord, but it is by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servants in this age of Kali that has given us our qualification. As we know the famous pastime of Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked that who gave the Prabhupada, one of some of the disciples asked Prabhupada that what was our qualification to receive this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada said that I made your qualification in a very humble way. So that means it was only a devotee's desire or intervention in our lives. Most of us were not interested to attend to any of the programs, come for a program, but we were pulled out by some devotee to come to associate with devotees, to hear Krishna Katha, to honor Krishna Prasad. So that is what is making us qualified. And also, the same thing, that is the actually mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali, which is coming through His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And also, Gauranga Prabhu was explaining in Shridham Mayapur about Maharaj Pratap Rudra's episode, how he step by step he received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, when Sri Chaitanya was in the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, Maharaj Pratap Rudra goes there and massages the feet of the Lord. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very pleased with him, embraces him. And then in that context, Kaviraj Goswami quotes a very beautiful verse. He says, Ei dekho chaitanyara kripa mahabala tar anusandhana vina karaye safala. That see this chaitanyara kripa, see the mahabala, the great mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tar anusandhana vina karaye safal. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just without asking who the person was, he gave the results of the devotional service to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He does not see the qualification or who the personality is. If some devotee bestows his mercy upon us, he glances upon us, and that is our hope. Also, we see in the case of Srila, another example of Shripad Narad Muni's causeless mercy were Nala Kuver and Mani Grieve. When Lord Sri Krishna appeared in front of Sri Nala Kuver and Mani Grieve, then Krishna clearly states to them that I do not have anything to do with you. I do not know you. I don't have anything to do with you. It was only the divine intervention that my devotee Narad Muni desired that I am bestowing your causeless mercy upon you. That is the only reason that I gave you my mercy. Also, another episode in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the very beautiful episodes where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually when all the devotees would come to Jagannath Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bid farewell to them, and in that he would glorify each and every devotee. And while glorifying Vasudev Datta, who was very, very dear to the Lord, he would glorify with thousands of mouth, Kaviraj Goswami explains. And then Vasudev Dutt that time makes a request to the Lord that you are most merciful and qualified. So my dear Lord, please deliver. I cannot see the suffering of the people of this world. So in that section, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beautiful verse, he glorifies and speaks the heart of the Lord. He says, Krishna sai satya kare jai mage bhritya, bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya kritya. He says that Krishna say satya kare jai mage bhritya. That Krishna makes true whatever a devotee desires. He says bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya krit. That the Supreme Lord has no other business. He doesn't have bhritya vancha purti vinu nahi anya krit. That he does not have anything else to do in life than to just please do whatever his devotee desires. And then he goes on to explain to Vasudev Dutt that it is you who have desired. Tumi jara hita vancha sei hoilo Vaishnava. Vaishnavera papa Krishna durakare sab. That tumi jara hita vancha, that person whom you have desired the benefit, sei hoilo Vaishnava. He is going to become a devotee. Vaishnavera papa Krishna durakare sab. That Krishna is going to take care of the sins of that person. So he is saying that. And also in the episode of Haridas Thakur and Nityanand Ruvende, after the first day's report of preaching to Jagai and Madai, they approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then also the Lord says that since Nityanand Prabhu has seen and glanced and decided that these two brothers, Jagai and Madai, are going to be delivered, they are already delivered. Krishna will take care of them. It's just a matter of time that they will be chanting and dancing amongst all of us. So that is the divine intervention of a great soul that can do in our lives. So also, coming this back to this text 18 and 19, where Shripad Narad Muni is giving these wonderful instructions, glorifying the Supreme Lord, he says that Om Namo Bhagavate Vasu, Om Namo Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumna Anuruddhaya Namasankarshanaya Cha. So in this prayer he is offering Srila Prabhupada, and the purport explains the meaning of each and every word. He explains that how Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he is the pranav, the sarva, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. And then he goes on to explain the position of Vasudev's Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Anirudh in relationship to Krishna. And then in the explaining to the next verse, Srila Prabhupada explains, first he explains Vigyan Matrai, the why that the Lord is addressed here as Vigyan Matrai, which Srila Prabhupada translates as form full of knowledge. And then Srila Prabhupada in the purport basically explains that the meaning of word matra means possession or a covering. And then he explains that since the living entity is lacking knowledge of the real self, and because of that he has desires to enjoy this material world, therefore he has a covering. Therefore the soul needs a body. Prabhupada explains that just as in different seasons there are different clothings, so therefore different seasons we wear different clothing, different levels of coverings. In winter we wear sweater, overcoat, and summers we wear like different clothes in different seasons. Similarly, Prabhupada explains different desires results in different bodies, and the reason is because of the conditioned soul's lack of knowledge. But Krishna, his body is not like ours, because his body is full of knowledge. He does not, it's not that he is lack anything. And Prabhupada quotes that Krishna's claim in the Bhagavad Gita, that he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Sun God and Arjuna, you do not remember, but I remember. And therein Prabhupada quotes that Krishna remembers everything. Therefore, his body is transcendental. And it is not that he has a material body like the conditioned soul. And also, in the next paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains about Paramananda, or how Krishna's body is full of all bliss. And Prabhupada explains that Krishna is full, he is full of knowledge. Therefore, he can never be morose. Whenever we see Krishna, he is full of anand in all the circumstances. He can never be morose. That is, Prabhupada says, because he says, Krishna, he does not need to search for external enjoyment because he is self-sufficient. Because Prabhupada explains, for a living entity, there is anxiety because we are dependent on our enjoyment for our enjoyment, and so many things, so many people, so many circumstances which are beyond our control. We cannot control the circumstances in our lives, control the people surrounding us. But Krishna, who is the supreme knowing object, he is the controller of all. And he, there is no situation which is beyond his control. So therefore, he is supreme controller, supreme knowable, and nothing exists outside of him. As Prabhupada explained, there is anxiety because we look for happiness outside ourselves. But for Krishna, there is nothing outside. Everything rests on Krishna. Therefore, Krishna can never be morose. We know that pastime of Prabhupada, where one devotee draw the painting of Srila Prabhupada holding his head. And so painting of Krishna holding his head with his hand. And then, so it's like Prabhupada asked the devotee, "What is this?" And the devotee said that after the gopis leave, Krishna is sad. And then Prabhupada says that Krishna does not become sad like this. And then to encourage the devotee, Prabhupada said that you can change the title of the painting and write it that Krishna's headache, the pastime where the gopis give their dust to that pastime. So Krishna can never be morose. We see Krishna is Ananda Chinmay Ras, and Prabhupada quotes the verse Angani Yasya Sakalendra Vittimanti. And also we see in the pastimes of Krishna also, even in his childhood, he performed various pastimes. And apparently, many demons came. And in that sense, they were like the disturbing situation. But we see Krishna enjoys in all circumstances. So in of the sections in the Krishna book, we read of the Uttana ceremony when Krishna was just 3 to 4 months old. And the mother Yashoda and all the Nanda Maharaj and all, they decided to celebrate the Uttana ceremony, wherein the child Krishna, who was just 3 to 4 months old, he like makes his backside up for the first time. And that is the time Prabhupada explains for the first time that child is taken out of the house. So then Mother Yashoda arranged for this wonderful ceremony to be organized. And there was the transcendental abhishek of Krishna. Prabhupada writes, the first time the child is bathed properly before he is taken out and of the house. And Krishna is bathed with different herbs. The abhishek ceremony is performed. All the brahmanas are invited. And they are singing the Vedic hymns to create auspiciousness. And also there were these professional musicians who were also singing and glorifying Krishna and the speaking about Nanda Maharaj. And also, and Yashoda Mai, busy with the reception, receiving the guests, receiving the brahmanas, giving them food, giving them dhenubi, the cows, and he's taking care of all the other guests, those who have come, receiving the guests and giving them guests. So she was very busy. And then she saw that Krishna was feeling very, very sleepy at that time. So Mother Yashoda decided, she took Krishna and put him on the bed, and she also lay down with her, with him, till the time Krishna sleeps. And when she saw that Krishna is sound asleep, she gets up and again she is busy with all the festivals, the preparations and all those things which were going on. And she was absorbed in the whole atmosphere. And then Krishna, when he got up, he was made to laudanana, underneath a cart on his palna. And then Krishna, when he became hungry, he began to draw the attention of Mother Yashoda. And as small children do, they began to cry. That's the only way where they can express their emotions. And Krishna also begins to cry. And with his small lotus feet, mridu angri, very soft like the fresh grown leaves, he also starts to like make his feet up and down. And Krishna also is thinking that I want to attract Mother Yashoda's attention, and also at the same time I want to make some kill this demon Shaktasur. On this cart there was a demon Shaktasur who had taken the shelter of this cart, the gross body of the cart. And then Krishna, who wanted to enjoy this beautiful pastime, he with his small lotus feet the soft like the butter. He just touched the wheel of the the cart, and the wheel separated from the ankle, the hubs and the spoke were thrown apart, and the demon was pushed down to the earth. So this, and the whole cart, which were having heavy utensils, metal utensils which were placed on it, they all spread all over. And the most beautiful thing is that Krishna and none of the small children who were around Krishna playing were not at all disturbed an inch. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse that Krishna is Ananda Chinmayaras. He quotes that Brahma Samhita verse, Angani Yasya Saklendir Vittivanti, that Krishna can perform any of his acts through any of his limbs. And then he explains that Krishna was enjoying this narration, Angani Yasya, and his Ananda Chinmayaras, that Krishna is full of transcendental bliss at all times, and he wanted to create this blissful atmosphere wherein this demon was killed, Mother Yashoda's attention was caught, and at the same time, not even a single devotee or symbol, Gopa, was hurt. Otherwise, if some ordinary person would have done like this, chances that the whole cart would collapse and there will be so much calamity. But that is Krishna's ananda or bliss in performing such wonderful pastimes. And in this way, then all the devotees come and then they discuss about the dismantling, and Vrajavasis discuss what was the cause of this. And then some of them say this was a demon who might have come, and some said it must be the evil ghost. And the small children were playing with Krishna. They were saying that it is Krishna. We saw it was Krishna who did it. But then nobody would believe them. So in this way, this narration continues. But the point which Prabhupada makes in this episode is that Krishna enjoys in all circumstances. He is never morose. Even when he was killed by Putana, when the gopis ran to pick up Putana, they saw he was very happy and blissful and playing. Kridantam akuto bhayam, Prabhupada writes, that he was playing blissfully without any fear. So Krishna enjoys these wonderful narrations, even though apparently there is a great calamity where a great demon has attacked, great distress is there. But that is Krishna enjoys because he is Anand Chinmay Rasa. And also Prabhupada in the purport writes beautifully that these narrations of Sri Krishna are wonderfully enjoyable, and those who are fortunate are struck with wonder upon hearing these extraordinary activities. And he says that less intelligent cannot understand these pastimes like that. And also Prabhupada further on explains that when one practices to hear Krishna Katha, and he also, when he relishes, then also he also comes on the state of Ananda Chinmayaras, always blissful and happy. So that is Prabhupada's purport to this. And coming on to the last word which Srila Prabhupada explains in this section, Nivritta, in the last paragraph, Prabhupada explained Nivritta Dvaita Drishtaye, that Krishna has different body parts, but he can do the act of any part from his own body. And like that. And in this verse, purport to this verse, Angani Yasya Saklendir Vittivanti, in Sri Brahma Samhita, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that Krishna, although limbed, he has limbs, but he is indivisible whole. That he cannot, that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj writes, that Krishna, although he is limbed, but he is indivisible whole. That it's not that Krishna's hand is different from Krishna. Krishna's hand, Krishna's feet, Krishna's head, each and every part of Krishna is non-different from him. And that is what Srila Prabhupada herein explains. That he can see with his hands, he can see with his legs. He does not need a particular type of a body to perform a particular action. So that is what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj also says. That Krishna's body can perform any act with any of his limbs and is completely transcendental, not like the mundane body of the conditioned souls. So in this way, Shripad Narad Muni, in this two prayers, beautiful prayers, is glorifying Krishna and giving this wonderful prayer to his well-qualified disciple, Maharaj Chitrakirti. And in further verses, he gives further glories of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, any corrections and devotees? Paranko going through? Chai Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Chai.